Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello and welcome to the All by the Popcorn podcast. I'm Alessandra.
And I'm Emily.
And today we have another episode of Gilmore Girls for you all. It is season 1, episode 13. This one is called Concert Interruptus.
Oh.
I don't know what's
getting
happening.
Latin in here.
All right, let's go.
Absolutely nothing.
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry. I'm
Lorelai's looking
but there
for stuff.
Is nothing in here.
In her closet. Right?
Which no, has tons of clothes.
In here I wear.
What?
I do. There's nothing to give
I mean, up. I don't see anything either.
The red and black halter top.
Oh, no.
Why?
It's a classic. It's got rhinestones and zebra.
I think she wants to donate stuff.
Tassels.
Yes.
It has tassels.
Oh, yeah.
On. Okay. I've had
we were just talking about
17.
This.
Okay, I'm sorry. Did I mention the tassels?
I'm getting rid of stuff.
And you are a hopeless pack rat. I don't understand why I have to uproot my happy family of clothing anyway.
Because it's a charity rummage sale.
Oh.
That you helped organize.
Okay.
And volunteered to run.
It was very, very hot in that room that day. I was dehydrated. They could have talked me into anything.
It was your idea.
Okay. I'm a very sick woman, and that should be apparent to anyone.
Okay.
It is apparent to us, yes.
What are you doing?
Step away from the closet, please.
Oh, no.
So unfair. Oh, no, no, no. Not that whole chunk.
She just picked up a whole chunk.
Just that one. No.
Okay. Now all of this goes.
Oh.
I want you to come over here to this dresser, open up the top drawer, and take out everything that you'd be embarrassed to be wearing during a car accident. Meet me downstairs.
Wow, Rory.
What?
Who's the mother in this family?
That was harsh.
Oh my god.
Like, at least let her look through it.
Okay, now down we go, because it's always
ooh, I got a scrunchie in.
Yes!
Fill me, Alessandra.
Oh, I can't. It's too late. You didn't give me any time to prep. Yeah, the scrunchie definitely makes it, though.
Yeah.
Makes the head banging and the spinning.
Yeah. I like the half up, half down scrunchie look right
I love
now.
It, too. It looks very cute on you.
It's my thing.
It is your thing. I will follow
anyway.
Spinning around. Okay, back up to medium sound we go.
All right.
Sweater, over here.
Wow, their house is a mess. It's at their house?
In back of you.
Wait, where are... Is it at their house?
Big furry purple
oh,
thing.
Yeah, I guess so.
A hat, a toilet paper cover, or some kind of dirty hand puppet. Mystery box on the left.
Hey.
Oh, Luke's here.
Luke!
What do you want these?
What do you have?
Clothes, rags, and some old pots and pans.
Kitchenware can go in the kitchen, and clothes can go right over there.
It is going to be at their house. That's nice.
Okay.
Here, Grinch.
Not like they don't have a huge dance studio that could be, you know, turned into something for a day.
Yes, there are crackers.
It's turned into everything else.
Who wants cheese?
Special appearance by the Bengals? Are you fucking kidding me?
Kittens in the
toilet. What?
Another one? This one's signed.
This is a poster of kittens in a toilet.
And it's
Mom,
signed?
Fruitcakes by the door, please.
Goodbye, Rory. I wish you luck with everything.
I appreciate that.
Okay, so rummage sale Sunday. Today's Tuesday.
That's what I was going to say.
What?
Would you like to stay for dinner? Would you like to stay forever?
Would you like to stay forever? Exactly.
This okay. rate, we are going to be sleeping in the yard by Thursday. We've got to start getting some of this stuff out of the living room.
Hello?
Go away.
I have a full set of dishes.
Come on in, Taylor.
Oh,
Taylor.
In
who's
kitchen,
that?
Please.
Okay, but I have to explain
older man.
First.
Fine, go ahead.
What do you mean?
Has a small chip.
He's always at the it's at the tip, at the it. Town hall meetings.
He is?
Yeah.
On the table, nobody will ever know.
Who is he?
Taylor, would you like to write
I think he owns a shop on the street.
Oh, could I?
No pads in the kitchen.
But yeah, he runs the town hall meetings.
Oh, I thought that was the mayor.
Put that maybe back. He is the mayor.
It has rhinestones on it.
Mm-mm.
The point of this is to get crap.
He's
out
not the mayor.
Not traded in for new crap.
Okay, oh. Are you seeing this?
Yes, I am.
He's definitely at the town hall meetings.
I don't think you are, because if you were seeing this, you would see that this obviously has Lorelai.
That is an
all over
ugly it. Jacket. Just get rid of it. Oh my god! Yes. It's got like green tie dye over blue, and then rhinestones all over it. It is. Also, Lorelai's outfit today is. It's not it. It's. I don't know what's going on, but
it's a vibe. She's wearing like a bandana over her hair. Her hair's down,
which is not the problem. It's just kind of all together to me. A very mismatched.
I think her
outfit.
Shirt. I think her shirt has like an American flag on it or something, and she's just wearing jeans.
Okay, you guys are gonna love me.
Suki has arrived.
I really love you.
No, I mean you're gonna really love me.
We do.
Trust me, you guys are gonna so love me.
Okay,
okay,
Suki.
The love is starting to fade now, Suki.
I have here in my hand, as requested by Ms. Lorelai Gilmore, 4 fabulous tickets to the Bengals at the Pastorelli Theater on Saturday.
Tickets are
what?
All scrunched up.
You love me?
Oh, baby, do I?
Are these good seats? These look like good seats. 9th row aisle.
I can't believe you got me my tickets. How did you score these? Remember the Burn Bomb wedding? Fiji Fantasy?
Yes. They were so thrilled with the volcano wedding cake that they
wanted
to do something
nice. Fiji Fantasy wedding?
Oh,
a volcano wedding cake?
So I asked him.
Make 4 girls very happy.
Yeah, and he did.
Huzzah for the Burn Bombs.
Hey, Suki, if you got 4 tickets and you and Mom go, then that means
One for you and one for Lane.
Oh,
as long as Lane's no longer grounded.
Very special night deserves.
What? Well,
a new outfit.
Mom.
Yes.
No. She just picked up a hot pink tube dress, and it's really something.
Yeah, like a bodycon dress almost.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what could the problem be?
Okay, that's cool.
Oh,
with Rory.
Brad Chilton.
A debate next week. Your
new teacher.
Did Charles the First
receive this?
A fair trial?
Well, we've exhausted Mr. Molina. So.
Who is this full-grown man sitting behind Rory?
Not Chad Michael Murray.
Not Chad Michael Murray.
He's next to Rory.
What is fascinating, Mr. Dugray?
Oh, Rory is.
He's obsessed with Rory.
He is definitely obsessed with Rory.
And Paris is obsessed with him.
My notes are fascinating, Miss Caldicott.
Yes, they are fascinating, Mr. Dugray. As I was saying, the pro and con teams will each have 2 minutes.
Why are you calling out your students if they're spacing out? Like, that's so rude.
3 minutes for conclusions and 5 minutes for questions from the audience. The winner shall be decided by a hand count of the rest of the class. Does that sound like fun, Mr. Dugray?
Lady!
What?
The debate. Does it sound like fun?
Oh my gosh.
Yes, it does.
It does.
I don't know how Paris likes him. He's an idiot.
It absolutely does, Miss Caldicott.
More fun than staring
at he's Chad Michael Murray.
Just called out he was staring at Rory.
Yeah, I think so too. Okay, any questions? Good, I'll assign your teams. You,
oh,
and
no.
You,
oh no.
You,
Paris.
You, and you, pro.
Paris
okay.
And Rory.
Our
pro.
I think she.
You.
Excuse me, Miss Caldicott.
Oh my
Ms.
god.
Geller?
I wasn't sure who you pointed to just now.
Oh, let's see. You, Miss Lynn, Miss Grand, and Miss Gilmore.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am.
God, Paris, such a bitch.
Okay, you, and
she's
you.
Glaring
you,
at Rory.
You and you.
I thought they were sort of becoming friends ish.
So I guess we should make a plan.
To do what?
To work out our debate, Madeline.
Oh, yeah. We need a place to work.
My house is out.
Why?
Because it is.
You need a reason.
Because her parents are getting divorced.
She wants all evidence of my father out of there. So unless you want to sit on no furniture while watching 3 Harvey Firestein impersonators rip up the carpet and paint everything a ridiculous shade of white and call it Angel's Kiss, then we're going to have to find somebody else's house to go to.
My brother has the measles. My mom's having an affair.
What? Guess it's Rory's house. I guess it's a fucking mess.
How about, like, the library?
It's there. Isn't your house kind of far?
That's a good...
That's a really good third location there, Emily.
Communal place to meet to get things done and be productive?
Okay. Yes, that is exactly
so
right.
Tomorrow.
Fine.
Tristan.
Why is everybody else's skirt so much longer than Rory's? Like, is it just because she's taller? She's not really that much taller.
She's not. Is her skirt that much shorter?
Look at this. Look at this difference.
Maybe she has really long legs.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was really hoping we'd be in the okay, Chad Muggle-Murray just mm-hmm. slung on up oh, to yeah. Paris. I mean, we would make the with everybody else there.
Go by a lot faster. Plus, come on.
Put his pencil behind his ear.
We'd wipe the floor with the others. I guess we'll just have to pair up on something else then, huh?
That would be good.
Yeah, it would. I'll see you later. Jesus. Bye, Madeline. Bye, Louise.
Didn't even acknowledge Rory.
Has very big eyes. All right. For you, Grandma. Lucky. Stop it. He's just being nice.
He should be so nice to me.
And me. We need to get to class.
That entire interaction.
Tomorrow. Wow.
Yep. Okay. Rory and Lane. Huh? Walking down the street.
Toil and trouble.
Going to Lane's house.
It should make for an interesting afternoon. With the pricking of my thumb, something.
Did we see Dean last episode?
Well, yeah, it was the date episode.
Not bad. Good.
It was the double date episode okay, so that went bad.
Go in and ask her if I can yes. play tomorrow night with you and Lorelai. A play. I think that's the safest.
Don't
word.
Lie.
Show or concert would be very bad.
What about saying it's a movie?
Too far from the truth. Almost a lie.
But a play is not a lie.
Well, it's far enough away from the truth that it might.
Why
work,
are we doing this again?
Close enough to the truth that I think I could have stint if forced to.
Play it is. Okay, we're going in.
Oh my god.
Oh my. Goodness.
Are you sure it's an original Queen Anne?
Yes, original.
The joints look wrong.
Joints are fine.
They look new.
Not new. Nothing's new. Whole store's old.
Well, do you have a certificate or a letter that you write saying that it's old?
Yes, I'll write a letter.
Okay. Well, I guess if it's really old, I'll take it.
We appreciate your visit.
She just made a sale. Now's a good time.
Uh-huh.
Hi, Mama.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
What? You look flushed.
I do.
You eat candy?
No.
Donut?
No.
Hostess fruit pie?
No, nothing. I'm fine. Hello, Mrs. Kim.
Rory.
Mama, can I talk to you for a minute?
I'm busy.
I know. I was just wondering if I could go somewhere tomorrow with Rory and her mom.
Tomorrow is church.
This would be after church.
After church, we think about what we heard in church.
Well, I thought I could think about what I heard in church on the way to the show.
Show?
Play. Not show, play. It's a play.
Well, a play
Mama.
Is a show.
Tell me about this play. What's it
sure.
about?
Okay, well, it's about a group of people who own instruments and stand in front of hmm. other people holding them.
Mm-hmm. What?
I'm not sure what it's about. We could find out.
You find out, then we talk.
Excuse me. I'd really like that letter, if you don't mind.
Yes, I'm coming.
We she should let her finish what she was doing.
She could have said it was like, it's about, you know, the intersection of whiteness and walking like an Egyptian.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. It's a play about ancient Egypt.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the cast is all white.
All right, here we go.
What do we do now? I'll ask again later. Well, call me if you need anything.
Thanks, I will.
Lane, why are you lying to Mom again?
Literally two episodes in a row. I mean, I know she lies to her mom a lot, but come on.
Yes, transition music.
Okay, it's the sign for the rummage sale. It says, like, drop all your contributions off at Lorelai Gilmore's house.
Love that.
In front of Luke's.
If you want coffee, you'll have to wait.
Hey, Luke, someone put a sign for the rummage sale up on your window over there.
You can have decaf right now.
He did it.
He did it because Lorelai is running it because he's a sim.
Your mom asked me to put it there, okay?
And you said yes?
She's not real good with no.
No, she's not.
For every second you laugh at me, that's 1 second longer you're waiting for coffee.
Sorry, no laughing.
Lorelai just walked in with a cowboy hat on that
Robert
is
Atworthy just dropped off three boxes
Cheetah
of
spotted.
Council pot holders and begged me to take her grandson. People are getting crazy, man.
And she's wearing that ugly coat.
What?
Oh, gosh, she's wearing all new clothes.
We've already argued about the sweatshirt.
Yes, but we have not argued about the hat.
What hat?
The one on your head, Annie Oakley.
It's great, isn't it?
No.
As nice as it is that you're single-handedly trying to rebuild the bridge, you have got to stop buying up other people's junk.
The money goes to charity. I look cute. Case closed. Oh, finally, the coffee cavalry arrives.
What the hell do you think you're wearing?
Hat.
Take that off.
What?
Now, that is not yours. Take it off.
But I'll have hat hair.
I'm talking about the sweatshirt.
Luke,
oh,
that is not
uh-oh.
Yours.
No, I found it in the bags of stuff for the sale.
Oh, so you just find something and you take it? Is that it?
No, I paid for it.
So that makes it all right.
It makes it legal. What is the matter with you?
Nothing. Mm. Nothing's the matter.
Luke. Uh-oh, Luke donated that sweatshirt.
Used to be an ex-girlfriend's or something, maybe?
Or something.
Okay, rummage sale day.
Not to say nothing alive or gross.
That's what it said, yeah.
Okay, just a question. Did anyone in town keep anything?
Doesn't look like there's a duck statue. Look.
Honey, you're doing a good thing.
Or a goose.
Oh God.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Wave an arm.
Yeah, I see the goose.
Yeah, here.
Okay, I gotcha. Yeah.
What are they going to do with all this stuff if they don't donate it?
Down
don't
here
sell it.
Like, yeah. They need to, like, put it out on tables and make it look nice so people can look at it.
Stuff is like tribbles.
Oh, thank God, just in time.
I understood that reference.
Move it to the side of the room and be very careful. This pile just tried to eat Suki.
Maybe I should stick it on Paris when she gets here.
Oh my God, that's right. You're studying here today.
Ugh.
Any minute, actually.
Oh, no.
This place is such a pit.
It is.
Don't worry about it. They'll come in, they'll make a face, they'll say something snotty, we'll study, they'll leave.
It's true.
I'm just looking forward to this whole day being over. Then I can concentrate on the concert.
Yeah!
Lorelai, sweetheart, would you come outside, please? I want to know where you want
it's
me to
Miss Patty.
Coming, Patty!
No. What's outside?
Hey, two very large porcelain squirrels.
Ooh.
Set them free! Woo-hoo!
Oh my God.
Drums?
There's a lot of drums.
Wow! Ha! These are great. Well, they'll really come in handy when we finally organize that giant marching band we've been talking about.
I danced on these drums at the Copacabana in 1969.
What?
Yeah, on them?
Great act. I wore bananas.
Oh, please.
Why are you getting rid of them then?
A lot of memories happened.
Is it like a music store that you can donate them to?
Time to move
on. Like
a
music program?
Sure. Now you'll finally have room for that enormous tuba you've had your eyes on. Leave these here.
Jesus.
Yeah, you
okay.
Do. Bye.
Rory's on the phone. She just said goodbye. Maybe to Dean.
That was Lane.
Oh, Lane.
Ooh. And what's the verdict?
She decided to be stupid and tell her mother the truth.
No.
That she wanted to go to a rock concert with us tonight in New York.
Stupid.
Stupid.
I'm so sorry.
I'm making coffee.
What?
This looks really familiar.
Oh, that's mine. Or I saw it first and then I bought it, so it's mine now.
Really? Who brought it in?
I think Luke did, and judging by his very hostile reaction, he obviously wasn't done wearing it yet.
Oh my, I wonder if...
What?
I bet this was Rachel's.
Oh my God, Rachel's?
Rachel? Who's Rachel?
Rachel was Luke's very serious girlfriend.
As I said.
It does look like her.
When did Luke have a girlfriend?
Oh, this must have been, what, 5-6 years ago?
How come he didn't know about this?
Did she break that man's heart?
How come Lorelai didn't know about this?
I didn't know about this.
I'm an 11-year-old kid, and we were just moving into this house.
What?
Rachel traveled all the time.
What?
Photographer.
Archaeologist.
Really?
Or flight attendant.
I can't believe I never even heard about it.
At least I think so.
Oh, well, we're getting some backstory.
No one's going to talk about it, because he could probably kill you with that coffee pot if he wanted to.
Wow. Never pictured Luke having a girlfriend or a broken heart.
Well, I would keep this hidden if I were you. Well, I gotta be going.
Just sell it again.
That's it too.
Bye, Patty.
Bye. Thanks for the drawings.
I don't know.
Okay.
Throw it away?
Burn it.
My room.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, the girls just arrived.
Rory, I think your friends are here.
Her classmates are here.
She must be one great babysitter to earn enough money for that car.
Let's just get this over with.
Take heart, my dear. Suffer today, party tonight.
Hey.
Hi.
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 They're all
horrible.
Come on in.
So did you guys find it okay?
There's no sign on this street.
I know, that's why I told you to turn right at the big rooster statue.
I thought you were kidding.
Oh, no, we never kid about Monty.
Monty?
Monty the rooster Monty.
Oh.
Monty the Magnificent, actually.
Hey, everybody, this is my mom.
Lorelai.
This is Louise, Madeline, and Paris.
Oh, very good girl group names.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah.
Okay. So, sorry.
They're
about
all
the
French names, too.
Here. Some crazy lady volunteered to lead this charity thing, and we're trying to get her some help, so make yourselves comfortable. Rory, just yell when you guys want pizza.
Okay.
Okay.
So, do you guys want to work in here or in the kitchen?
Whatever.
Okay.
So enthusiastic, Paris. Maybe not in here. Okay.
Okay. So here's how it should go. Madeline will do the introductions. I'll handle the debate.
I guess that's fine.
Conclusion, and Louise will take questions.
Why do you automatically get
one of them is just going through all the stuff?
Because I'm most experienced at it. Trust me, you want her to handle the debate. She never gives up.
Le people.
Okay. So what is all this stuff?
It's for a big town rummage sale.
Like a charity thing?
Yeah. There's this old
like Lorelai just said.
And the town's trying to save it.
They weren't paying attention.
Put that down. It's used.
Vintage, dear. Filthy,
it's
darling.
Very true.
There's this great store under my therapist's
office. God, Paris.
The best vintage clothes. I found an original Poochie top for practically nothing.
Oh, Poochie is very big right now.
Is this a Poochie?
Poochie?
No, that's a Patty.
I don't know what Poochie is.
Patty. She's a dance teacher here. These are some of her old costumes.
I hear Paris. Tristan might like this.
It's a very sparkly.
I would love to have leotard. A boyfriend that looked like Tristan.
Your boyfriend's no slouch either.
What is that? What is that furry top?
Who knows, man? It's a costume.
Older.
Are you two still Joni Love Chachi?
God, I hope not. You are still together, aren't you?
Yeah, we're still together.
How long has it been?
I don't know.
You do too.
About a month.
What?
Only a month?
I'm actually taken aback about how it's only been a month. All these stories have happened in a month?
Really?
Hey,
all
please.
Right.
We have a debate to organize here, and this conversation is quickly veering towards the subject of French kissing and glitter eyeshadow, trashy or trendy. And I, for one, have no intention of being humiliated in front of the whole class because we were forced to study in the middle of a carnival, and you two couldn't keep your eye on the prize. I want to win, and I'm going to win.
Paris.
Why are they friends with her? She sucks.
I don't think they are. I don't think Paris actually has any friends.
Paul Bunyan because he's so tall. Okay, let's take a little break.
All right.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Okay, we have returned. Lorelai is sewing something.
Yeah.
Okay. Does anybody in town have a peg leg?
These jeans are these pants are two different pant leg sizes.
More about this Rachel.
Why are you so curious?
Well, because apparently everybody in town knows everything about it, and I don't like to be out of the loop.
And because you're Lorelai.
Yes, but I'm fascinated. Yeah. I mean,
is she fixing items to sell them?
Sometimes maybe twice. Three times if Michelle has talked to one of his relatives.
You can just make those some cute shorts. Thicker, some cute cargo shorts.
Those weren't even cute regular pants.
Well, Rachel liked to move around a lot. She was a very adventurous person. She loved to climb things and fling herself off of cliffs and dive into these really tiny lakes and ride big wild horses and fly planes.
So Jesus. She was Wonder Woman.
She was to Luke. I thought they were going to get married.
What happened?
The rumor is the Stars Hollow was too small for her. More exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I know Luke. Lived here all his life. He wouldn't even go away to college. I think we're going to have to bury him in that diner.
Wow. Sad.
Yeah. Okay, well...
Part of the diner, part of the crew, part of the city.
Part of the crew.
And then I'm going to go home, and I'm going to...
Part of the crew, part of the ship.
Part of the city, part of the diner, part of the crew.
Part of the diner, part of the city. That is a Pirates of the Caribbean reference for anyone? Pirates of the Caribbean fans?
Yeah. Okay, there's the jacket. She's looking at it longingly with the lalas. It is very hideous.
It's so bad.
I made the actual quotes, so learn them by heart. What about using note cards?
Note cards.
Back downstairs with the girls.
We'll know our information.
The other teams will use no cards.
And the other teams will lose.
Bye, girls. Rory, see you tonight.
Bye, Shuki.
What's tonight?
Oh, we've got tickets to see the Bengals at the Pastorella Theater.
In New York?
Yeah. Sounds potentially not boring.
Yeah, it sounds fun.
It's great, actually. And the seats are amazing.
Who are you going with?
My mom and Shuki.
You're kidding.
What?
You're going to a concert with your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine doing anything like
that. I went to a concert with my mom.
Actually, we do stuff like this all the time.
They're just teens and their moms suck.
Hey, how old is your mom anyway?
32? Young?
So that means I'm almost 32.
She 16. She had her when she was
16.
Emily.
I could have a child named Rory.
You could.
I'm 16.
So am I. We're all 16, okay? You're
so
everybody
dumb.
In this room is 16.
Paris is right. We should work.
Thank you.
I can't imagine having a baby at 16.
Well, then keep your knees shut. Do you think your mom is sorry she got pregnant so young?
Of course she is.
Why,
Paris?
I didn't mean that. I just meant...
I mean, I don't think that she'd recommend it, but I think she's happy with how things turned out.
I am?
Yes, you are.
Okay, just checking. Hey, I'm starving. Is it pizza time yet?
You guys hungry?
I am. I can't eat dairy.
Okay, one with cheese, one without. Cokes?
Yes, please.
Me too.
Pizza without cheese.
She's very nice.
I find your mother completely fascinating.
Yeah.
Funny, so does she.
It's almost more like having a big sister.
Mm-hmm,
and
yeah.
You like her, don't you?
She's my best friend.
Truly, completely fascinating.
Rory, come in here a sec.
I'll be right back.
Hey, how's it going in there?
Truly, completely fascinating.
Is this just a bunch of Pop-Tarts?
Well, we've basically gotten all done it all.
Chocolate
having a meltdown,
regular.
Which, by the way, is always fun.
Sounds it.
And, I don't know, we've just been talking.
Well, I think you're actually making some friends here.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. They basically just moved off the plan to dump the pig's blood on me at prom, that's all.
Mm-hmm. Talking, chatting, no work being done. There's friend potential going on.
Maybe. With Louise and Madeline, at least.
2 out of 3 formerly psychotic enemies. Not bad. There. Pop-Tart appetizers to tide you over until the pizza comes.
Thanks.
Literally, like, 10 Pop-Tarts and an apple in the middle of them.
I have kind of a crazy idea.
It's kind of crazy. We were just talking about Pop-Tarts.
Consider this, okay?
Last episode. And there's more Pop-Tarts in this episode.
Yes, we do.
Oh?
What if I give them to you? You take them.
What are you talking about?
No!
What about Shuki? She was the one who wanted to go in the first place. She's the one who got the tickets.
And going with three girls that you barely know? That's not fun?
Ugh.
Have kind of a bonding thing going on in
no,
there.
Like, don't
no,
don't do it.
But what about you?
No, you and I have bonded already. In fact, if we bond any further, we will be permanently fused together.
You've been talking about this concert since you heard about
but
it.
What about Shuki?
God.
Shuki and I can buy cheap seats when we get there.
Okay.
These tickets are 9th row aisle. Dream seats.
Look, you don't have to do this, but I just think you have 3 years of Chilton ahead of you, and it might be nice to have some friendly type people to talk to there. And I don't know.
You can do that without taking them to a concert.
I totally don't mind. I just want to see the show. I don't care from what seat.
You sure?
Completely sure.
Because I...
Do you even want to be friends with these ladies? God.
Hey, what are you guys doing tonight?
No, Rory, just say no.
Well, we have these really great tickets to see the Bengals at the Pastorella Theater, and Rory thought you might like to come along.
Are you serious?
No way.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys want to.
I would love to go.
Count me in.
Paris? What about you?
I can't.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
Because you're busy doing what?
I have
studying? Homework?
She'll be there.
Good.
Great.
I have plans to be angry this evening.
Yeah. Okay, New York City. It's a music.
Try the music.
Tonight only the Bengals. All right. All right.
He made it.
Oh, cute outfit Lorelai's really wearing.
Great. And you wear it all the time, right?
Just when she's breathing.
It's a love thing.
Thanks for the contribution.
Okay. Here. With these tickets, you're about to enter sacred space. You will be treading on hallowed ground. You will be walking like an Egyptian. Take them. Oh, you're going to have a great time. The Bengals are the best. They were my favorite group in high school. I almost named you Susanna. The day I found out...
Didn't she tell him this on the way there?
Saddest day of my life.
I don't know.
Sorry. Well, you say that now. Here. Okay, these are probably located...
Hi.
Hi.
Can you tell me where these seats are?
Those are right in here.
Oh, good. Girls. Okay, here's the deal. Take your tickets, go to your seats, have the night of a lifetime, bangle it up. The second the concert is over, meet us outside in front of the theater. Got it?
Yes.
Good.
Something's
going
to go wrong. Something's
going to
happen.
Oh, for sure. Something has to go wrong.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's go make our noses bleed. After you.
That was okay, very nice.
At least Sookie still got to go.
Yeah.
We're almost there.
I've never sat this close to a stage before. In fact, I've never even really been to a concert before, so I can be sitting in the back and say the same thing.
Really?
In here.
This looks like a fun time, though.
I don't know where any of these rows are, apparently. Oh, there we go. They're in one.
Wow, these are amazing seats.
Yes, they are.
Guys right behind them.
What are they looking at?
One guess.
Check it out. We've got fans.
Was I right?
You were right.
And before it's dark, they'll have every picnic basket that's in Jellystone Park.
What?
What?
What's that reference?
I don't understand that reference.
Everest? No.
Every wood?
Picnic basket.
We're getting close. We're running out of rows.
Every picnic basket in Jellystone Park?
Oh my
okay,
gosh.
We're here.
They're in like the second to last row.
Okay. This is fine.
Yep.
Oh, it's not bad at all, actually.
What?
It's honestly fine.
What? What is so funny?
These are the worst seats in the entire world.
But I mean, like, people go to, like, arenas in, like, you know, sports arenas, and you can barely see anyone on stage at those. Like,
yeah.
This is in a tiny little, like, regular sized theater. So.
They are, aren't they?
Oh my god, it's so funny. Don't you think this is funny?
You know I don't.
Okay.
Okay, I found the reference.
Okay, I didn't think you were looking it up.
Oh no, I was looking.
Oh shit. Okay, let's hear it.
I was quiet for a couple seconds. Okay. Okay, Paris is referring to the Hanna-Barbera cartoon character Yogi Bear, who together with his sidekick Boo Boo Bear spent all his time trying to steal picnic baskets from Jellystone National Park. Yogi Bear made his debut again on the Huckleberry Show. Okay, so probably something that Yogi says. Like, we'll have all our pics of the picnic baskets in Jellystone Park or something. All
right. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah. Done. Thank you. Thank you. All right. We get a show as well.
All right. Show me the bangles.
Is she laughing because it's too high?
Is she crying?
They're like lightheaded because they're too high.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Bengals!
What's wrong with them?
What is happening? It's the Bengals!
It's them. And their guitars and bass. Wow, we get a show during this episode, everybody.
Hell yeah. What are we watching, Buffy?
Or Charmed.
Or Charmed.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't keep watching Charmed. I stopped watching it.
Oh yeah, that's a fun show.
It was my treadmill show.
It was.
Now I'm watching a Lower Decks while I walk on the treadmill.
We are headbanging into this one too, everybody.
Are we gonna get a copyrighted for this?
I don't know. The girls are talking to the guys behind them.
Oh,
of course. Is that Brandon
Who's that?
Ralph?
Who's that? Who is that? Wait. Recognize him immediately?
All right, we're maybe going to go back to a shot. Okay, let's see. Paris and Rory are laughing at each other. Oh my god, we might have to go back.
God, that was fucking Brandon Ralph, wasn't it? Look at that!
I don't know. You know, it looks a lot like him, but it's possible that it's not, because Brandon Ralph does have an extremely normie, like, handsome dude face. So, like, it is possible. This is episode 13. Okay.
Nah.
It does kind of look like him. Harrison and Rory are having a great time. They keep smiling at each other.
This is how they become friends.
They need to kiss.
Who?
Paris and Rory, obviously. My goodness.
Yes. Do you feel my heart beating? Do you understand? Gilmore Girls. Feel the same. He was in the episode.
Oh my god, Emily, he was.
Yes.
Are you kidding me? Okay, well, he may have some lines.
I'm not kidding you.
Oh my god. I can't believe it.
That's him.
You and I just like had a like an explosion. Like we were like, oh,
sorry,
my god.
I had a full on episode. When I saw him. Who is that?
Oh my god.
Was Rachel pretty?
What?
I'm just curious. Was she pretty?
She was pretty.
Like what kind of pretty?
What do you mean, what kind of pretty?
I mean, like,
was she a Catherine Zeta-Jones kind of pretty, or a Michelle Pfeiffer pretty, or?
She was an Elle Macpherson kind of pretty.
Really?
Yep.
It's an intense kind of pretty.
I
never pictured Luke with an Elle Macpherson kind of pretty.
No? Pictured more with the Lorelai Gilmore kind of pretty?
Ah, the air up here must be very thin because you're delirious.
And
she's an Australian model. What?
You're jealous of Rachel.
You're accusing me of being jealous of a woman who dumped a man I'm not even interested in 5 years ago?
100%.
Yes. And you don't think that's crazy?
Oh, I do think that's crazy.
Right. I'm not jealous.
Yeah,
she's
you
like
are.
This. This is all the
person. Oh, yes. She's very pretty. Yeah. I can't believe there he is.
He is so gorgeous.
He is Superman.
I guess. Listen, there's a massive party going on right around the corner.
So?
You can't go. Who? You're 16.
Jess and Sean. We've been talking this whole time. They're extremely...
His name's Jess. He's Jess.
Are we going where?
No, I think he's Sean, because he's...
No, there's he's... I just on. Read the IGP.
Oh. Jess. Who's right?
We have to meet my mom after the show.
Oh, come on. No, pretty sure it's nice Jess.
They're like to meet my mother gonna go to this fucking party because they're stupid.
Us, but Lorelai sure will.
Yeah, of course
These
they
are. So cute. Well, that's great.
Then get their number and hang out with them another friend. Time.
Yeah, that's the move.
City with two guys I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Please. No. Well, we're going.
You can't.
You're not. Paris, join please.
No.
Fine. Come on, Madeline.
Oh my God. What?
Whatever. They're rich. Their parents will send them. A car.
You're probably right about that. Honestly, they don't give a shit about their kids.
The party's in the building on the corner of Waverly and First. Try to get away. Madeline!
Oh! We'll be back by the concert.
Oh, they're gonna be back by the time the concert's over. Okay.
No, they're not.
Is that really gonna happen?
I really like
those guys came to a concert. Why didn't they want to sit through and listen to the concert?
Paris said to Rory, I really like this band.
Aw, Paris.
Okay, after the concert...
Couldn't find Mom or Suki anywhere.
Uh-oh.
Oh, so what do we do?
They passed out up there.
They
in the
did.
I
guess we just wait here for them to find out.
Maybe they're going to the same party.
Okay. I can't believe Louise and Madeline will just leave like that.
They've done it before.
Nice.
Yeah, well.
They suck.
Yeah, they kind of suck.
Can I ask you a question?
Maybe.
What could you possibly see interesting?
You wouldn't understand.
Is it just that he's cute?
Because he's pretty cute.
Because there are a lot of cute guys in the world.
Not like Tristan.
He's such a jerk.
He's not always a jerk.
I understand he's Chad Michael Murray, but like...
He's a real jerk.
He is.
When is he not a jerk?
I've known Tristan a really long time, okay? We've been in the same class since kindergarten.
Really?
People change, Paris.
And...
Especially teenage boys.
He has things in his life that are hard. His parents? Not so great. We have that in common.
Doesn't mean he can be a jerk.
Okay.
Kissed me once.
He did?
Sixth grade. On a dare.
How romantic.
You just don't know him like I do.
Okay.
Okay. I believe you. Just,
fine.
I think maybe
fucking calm down.
I know he's flirting with me to get to you.
He's misunderstood. You just don't understand.
Hey.
It's a hard life.
There you are.
Think fast.
T-shirts for all the girls.
Oh, that's why I
took
her.
I'm the good witch of the... Hey, are you missing a couple kids?
They left.
Excuse me?
Madeline and Louise met these guys, and they...
What guys?
I don't know. They were sitting behind us, and they were having a party, and...
Oh,
Unbelievable.
What's going on?
They left.
What?
Let's go. Come on. Move.
Well, she didn't even tell her that she knows where they are. They're at First and Waverly, which is in the village. Where is this theater?
Four girls. I'm coming home with four girls.
East Village, actually. It's pretty far. Like, pretty far from where they were. But okay.
Hi. I'm looking for a couple of college boys who might live here or have friends who live here.
I don't talk to anybody. People annoy me.
Mood. Mood.
Mood. Seriously, lady. Seriously.
What? She found him with the blonde again.
Oh, no. Suki's so listening at the door across the way. Yep.
Wow. This apartment building set is pretty good.
Is anyone home?
They're just going for it.
Oh, God.
Dog.
Let's go follow your mother.
Suki.
I wonder if I was missing if my mom would come looking for me like that.
Paris, you know she would.
Yeah. Or at least she'd send somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, rich kids. Their lives aren't always so great.
Music.
It's true.
So... Yeah, you could have listened for music first before just knocking on every
Where
single
does it
door.
Sound like there's a party going on. There's Brendan Ralph!
Oh my god, look at him!
He has a line!
Could you move, please?
What?
Two lines!
Thanks. Hey! Did you miss me?
Lorelai.
Ms. Gilmore, put the cups down. Let's move.
Is there a problem?
Yeah, see those two idiots over there? They're 16, underage, and I bet you're not. I also bet those big fancy party cups aren't holding lemonade. You really want to end any further conversation with me right now, so just step aside, Skippy. Move your asses, outside, now!
He had three lines. By the time you have five lines, you get paid more than if you have under five lines.
I am not even going to begin to tell you how completely insane it is to take off with anyone you don't know, or drink things that you don't know what's in them, or act like you have a clue when you don't. But so help me God, if you ever pull a stunt like this again, it will not be around my kid. Do you understand me?
Yes.
Yes.
Good. Now let's go. I can't wait to meet your parents. We have some catching up to do. I think we'll just talk and talk and talk all night long.
Wow.
You know
what?
That
was incredible. Pretty awesome. That's
the best night I've ever had.
That was the most respect I've had for Lorelai yet in this show.
Paris has said that was like the most fun night she's ever had. So, I agree.
Yeah, because Paris doesn't do anything!
Okay, rummage sale.
Amazing. Here we go, this rummage sale looks good. I'd go to this.
It's in the middle of the town square. Where it should be.
Hey, you didn't wake me up.
I set the clock.
Yes, but see, the clock stops ringing once I throw it against the wall, giving me ample time to...
Lane has the Bengals shirt.
You, however, never
Hell
stop
yeah.
yapping. No
says the Bengals Tour 2000
during the whole wake-up process.
Ooh.
I'm gonna get a soda. Anybody want anything?
Gum.
Yes, the night of my 14th birthday back so I could write the green hot pant roller disco outfit wrong. Ugh.
Come here right up.
That what?
So,
I don't know.
Talked to anybody today?
That did not play right.
Have Yetis on it?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
So I bet school tomorrow will be really interesting.
Oh, yes.
Can knit that.
Stories of Rory's crazy
sure.
mother ripping open apartment
I
doors,
want to.
Scaring the pointy-haired boys.
But I don't.
Totally uncool, man.
I had to do it, Rory. They could have gotten hurt.
I know.
No, it was cool.
God, I thought inviting those girls out would make things easier for you at school.
Yeah, well, I've always thought easy is completely overrated.
Oh, that's my twisted girl.
Plus, Paris decided to let me split the debate time with her.
Wow.
Yay!
Yeah, it was good with Paris.
Because splitting debate time with Paris is like doing that whole spitting in your palm and shaking hands friendship oath thing.
But way less gross.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm glad then.
That is good.
I'll be right back.
Okay.
Just gonna apologize to Luke for wearing that sweater.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
Find anything good?
Oh, yeah, I guess refrigerator magnet shaped like sushi for a nickel, so basically I scored.
Oh, those are
good.
Cute.
Hey, look, about that thing that happened.
Oh, forget it.
Nah, I was a jerk. I didn't mean
it. I know, really.
Yeah, well, I am sorry.
He did yell at her.
So.
He did act kind of crazy.
I know, but it's yours, and I didn't know.
Didn't know?
About the former owner.
Oh.
I wouldn't have flaunted it in front of you like that.
Hey, it's not a big deal. I was having a bad day. That's it. Now I got magnetic sushi. Always right with the world.
Okay, good. So, here.
Well, he doesn't
obviously mean something to you.
Okay.
But you have to let things go eventually.
Yeah,
right?
He doesn't need it back.
Yeah,
just throw it away.
You need a little something to remind you. I mean, you wouldn't want to forget everything, would you?
No, there was some stuff that I definitely would not want to forget.
Oh, here, so you don't forget.
That's weird. Just don't keep it.
Can I pay you for it?
I And coffee, absolutely.
I'm not pining.
I know.
Just remembering.
Got it.
Remembering is not pining.
You're absolutely right.
It's a memento, like restaurant matches.
I can see the resemblance.
Okay, well, good.
Bye, Luke.
Bye.
Aw, Luke, my pining boy.
Okay. Wow.
That was a really good episode.
It was. I agree.
I liked it a lot.
There was a lot of growth in that episode.
I didn't get angry that whole until Lane was going to lie to her mom again.
And she'd end up not lying to her.
And she ended up not lying, so that was really good. Mm-hmm. And we saw Brandon Ralph. That was amazing.
That was pretty exciting. When Lorelai and Suki were up at the top getting delirious, that was a little bit much, though.
That was a little much. The whole thing with Luke was also a little... It was sweet. Like, we got some backstory for Luke. Did he need to keep the sweater? No. He should have still gotten rid of it, but yeah. It was a nice gesture. And Lorelai's a pack rat, so of course she's going to instigate. She's going to encourage people to keep stuff that they don't need. So.
Yeah, the rummage sale thing was very cute because it's a very small town, adorable thing to do. So, it's kind of adorable. And also, like, they don't really call garage sales. Like, I guess a rummage sale is for everyone. And the garage sale is just for, like, a specific house?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think so. I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I don't really know what the difference would be. Because I'm sure a garage sale could also be called a rummage sale. But maybe that's also just, like, a coast-to-coast thing.
I think so.
That's
like
what they call it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, because, like... I honestly didn't really hear rummage sale until I moved out here. So, I don't know. I feel like that is kind of like...
Have you heard that since moving to the East Coast?
I heard it out here and not in California. Like...
rummage sale versus...
Like, I would call it something else in California.
Garage sale.
Like, maybe like a... like a donation... drive or something like that instead of a rummage sale.
Yeah. So it was in the years leading up to 1970 that residential sales became known as rummage sales, a term borrowed from those sales given for charitable causes.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, I mean, do the proceeds have to go to something for it to be called a rummage sale?
Hmm.
Over the
tag sales, that's also something. Yard sales, yeah. Garage sales. I would more likely say yard sale or garage sale.
Yeah.
Then rummage sale.
Yeah. It seems like it's an older term. Uh-huh. But then it kind of changed over the next decades to be known as garage sale.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. There we go.
All right.
I give this episode. I did like this episode. I'll give it 8.5 bedazzled bandanas out of 10, which is pretty.
Wow.
Good.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Bedazzled bandanas.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna give, you said 8.5?
Yeah.
I'm gonna give this one I had a really good time watching this episode, so I want to rate it high.
Okay.
I'm gonna give this 9.
Planning for your next trip? elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Unnaturally large squirrel statues.
Okay.
Out of 10.
Yeah.
Nine.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty high. That's pretty high.
Yeah, this was fun.
Yeah. This was a lot of fun. All right. Well, excited to see what awaits us in the next episode of GG.
GG. Yeah, whenever we text, we're like, want a GG? Like, maybe we should do a GG.
which is also a good game, but like, you know.
I've never heard of that.
In the gaming world. Yeah, oh. if you're just chatting within games, like GG means
good
game.
I've never heard that in my entire life. Thank you for enlightening me.
I'm also a gamer, so.
You are.
Gotta know those terms.
You do.
Anyway, till next time, if you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and IMDb. We are also on Amazon Music, Spotify, and Acast. If you want to email us, please do that at allbythepopcornpodcast@gmail.com. And if you want to follow our social media, we have Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube. Just search All By The Popcorn or All By The Popcorn Podcast. And we have merch, so please check that out. But thank you so much for listening. And we'll talk to you in the next one. Goodbye.
Bye.